Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Moskowitz, and this week we are focusing on the midah of kinah, jealousy. So how do we combat feelings of kinah? So if we look carefully, we'll find that at the actual epicenter of midah sakinah lies a lack of emunah, a belief in Hashem. Because belief in Hashem is not a yes-no proposition. It's not like, oh, either I do believe in Him or I don't. So either I have emunah or I don't have emunah. But it's much more nuanced than that. Because emunah actually encompasses within it the belief that every single aspect of my life has been orchestrated purposefully by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Hashem. And my circumstances, those that I perceive as good and the ones that I'm not as happy about, are also perfectly calibrated for me by Hashem. And that means that if there is something that someone else has and I don't have it, it's not an accident of fate, but it's by design. It was supposed to be that way. And now this becomes much more meaningful when I recognize that Hashem loves me more than anyone else in the world loves me, including myself, and He's rooting for me from on high because He truly wants to see me succeed. And as such, He's provided me with literally the optimal circumstances for my life. And as the Chovos HaLevavos teaches, it's not just that He's provided me with the optimal circumstances, but there are no barriers to Hashem's capabilities because He's not missing any information that would have helped Him give me better circumstances. There is no one who's preventing Him from implementing His plans, and therefore maybe He wanted to do something but couldn't have done it because He was prevented. He doesn't lack any context or connections that could have helped Him, you know, allowed Him to give me a better life situation. And there's nothing that He doesn't know or is incapable of doing. And what that means is that what He has given me is uniquely mine. And as Chazal teach in Maseches Yoma, Lamed Ches, Daf Lamed Ches, 38, Ein Adam Nogea B'Muchan L'Chaviro. No one can lay a hand on that which is meant for another person. So that means that if it's meant for me, Hashem will absolutely ensure that it comes my way. And right before that, in this Gemara, on the words "b'mekomcha yoshivucha," Rashi explains. Rashi says "be'al korchecha," meaning Hashem will send it to me even against my will, meaning that if He's decreed that I'm supposed to have it, then it will come to me whether I welcome it happily or not. And essentially, what that means that is that if it's not meant for me, then it's not what I need. If Hashem hasn't given me this thing that I am feeling jealousy over, then what that means is that it's not what I need, and we can even go so far as to say it's not good for me. It's actually bad for me. And when we think about what the Eben Ezra that we discussed yesterday, we see that this perspective is actually very instructive, because the reason that the peasant farmer didn't desire the princess is because she was so beyond the realm of possibility, so that she wasn't relevant to him anymore, or at all. She wasn't relevant to him, to his station in life. And we said, based on this Eben Ezra, that we find ourselves jealous of people and situations that coincide with us, that overlap with us. So if we recognize that what I have is so definitively mine, and what you have is so definitively yours, to the extent that what you have would actually be detrimental to me, then your circumstances shift into the realm of impossibility for me. The overlap is gone. The commonality is no longer, because it's not right for me. And with that, the kinah, the jealousy, disappears as well. So what we're essentially saying here is that one of the best tools that we can avail ourselves of in terms of kinah is shoring up our emunah, shoring up the understanding, the belief that Hashem has sent me exactly what I'm meant to have and exactly what is good for me. He's given me my life circumstances from the smallest, most seemingly inconsequential detail to the great big stuff as well, with absolute conviction that this is what I need. It's what I'm supposed to have. And if it didn't come my way, if I don't have it, it's really internalizing the idea that it wouldn't be good for me. Another tool to help reinforce this idea is to think about the concept of hezek re'iyah. Hezek re'iyah is the idea that the ability to look into someone else's private domain, like his house or his yard, is a violation of his privacy. And because in Judaism we value and respect the privacy of others, there are halachas that relate to what a person is and isn't allowed to do in order to protect themselves from hezek re'iyah. But we can look at hezek re'iyah also from a flipped perspective, because looking into someone else's domain isn't only a violation for him and damaging for him, it's also damaging and harmful for me. Because if I think of hezek re'iyah not only as actually looking into someone's home, but looking into his life, thinking about, ruminating over other people's life circumstances, what they have and I don't, Feeling like it's always important for me to know the details of other people's lives and then obsessing over them as if I'm looking into their own private domain, and that's detrimental to me. It's almost like it's my own form of hezek ra'iyah. It's my own form of looking where I'm not supposed to be looking, except that the one who's being harmed isn't the person whose home I'm looking into, whose life I'm looking into, but the one who's being harmed is myself. So this take on hezek ra'iyah is the idea of training myself to look less into what's going on in other people's lives, to spend less time thinking about them, thinking about what's going on in their home, in their family, with their job, with all the different things that are going on in their life. Because the more I focus on others, the more potential I have to arouse jealousy. And the more I focus instead on what's going on with me and with my life, the more likely I'm going to be able to appreciate and recognize the goodness that I have. Thank you for learning together.